Good evening, everybody. It's good to see you. Mind if I move a bit closer? All right. Have a good afternoon? Good. Anybody been following the World Series so far? A few of you. How many are just totally not interested? You just couldn't care less. Okay. All right. The majority of you. So I won't talk about it. All right, take your Bibles with me. We'll do something more important. Take your Bibles with me, and I want to begin at 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We're going to talk about faith this evening. In the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul is talking about things to come concerning life and death and the body and the future, the resurrection, and these kinds of things. He's talking about being absent from the body and home with the Lord and all of these things that that you and I are asked to believe by faith. And in the midst of this discourse, in verse 7, he says, "For we walk by faith." We walk by faith. We begin our Christian life by faith. We begin by hearing the gospel. We begin by hearing the truth about Jesus. We hear that Jesus Christ came from heaven, the Son of God. He came from heaven, and he was born of a virgin and lived amongst us and lived a sinless life. And then he went to the cross, and there on the cross he paid for our sins. He died for your sin and for my sin, and he rose again from the dead and ascended back into heaven. And we hear these wonderful truths. And by the grace of God, we reach out and we believe. We believe. We exercise faith. We just reach out and we say, "Yes, I believe that. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he did die for me and my sins, and that he did rise from the dead, and I believe that he is in heaven, and someday he's going to come back again." And we reach out by faith and we believe that, and we begin our Christian life in faith by believing, simply believing. And now that we're believers, the Bible says that we're called upon to live by faith. We just don't begin by faith. We just don't make our initial attachment to God through faith. But now we're called upon to live by faith. Every day of our lives, we live by faith. That's what it means to walk by faith. And it says we don't walk by sight. We don't live by sight. What does that mean? It means that we don't just simply trust the things that we can see, hear, smell, taste, feel. We don't have to have physical evidence for everything. We don't have to have proof. People who walk by sight say, you got to prove it to me. You've got to show it to me. If I can't see it, if I don't have some proof of it, I don't believe it. And they live their life by sight, you see, according to their senses. They're naturalists, they're materialists, and you've got to prove it to them. But faith says believe. Faith says trust. Faith says God says it, so what? We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. And so we begin our Christian life by faith, by reaching out and attaching ourselves by the grace of God to Jesus Christ through faith, simply believing. Believing. Let's face it, we can't produce an army of an arsenal of proofs that Jesus came from heaven and that he went to the cross and died on the cross and went to a tomb. I can take you to a tomb over in Israel and show you here's an empty tomb, and some believe that this was the tomb that Jesus was buried in and was resurrected from, but nobody can prove that. We can't prove it. Somebody says, "Well, we found a remnant of the cross." We can't prove that. So we come down to the bottom line, and we believe it. We believe it because we believe God said it. We believe God did it. We believe is true, and so we reach out in faith and we grasp a hold of it and we believe it. And then the scripture says we're to live our lives as Christians in the same way. We're to believe it. We're to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Amen. So are we walking by faith? So are we walking by faith? How would we know if we're walking by faith or not? How do we know if we're walking by faith and not by sight? How do we know that? Well, that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to give you some indicators from the scriptures. How can we tell if we're walking by faith? How can we tell if we're really living by faith? What does the scripture draw us to? What does the scripture say? Look at some verses with me tonight, would you? And let's talk about that just a little bit. Let's go to 1 Peter 1:8. 1 Peter 1:8. And let's just look at ourselves and ask ourselves, now I began by faith. The Galatians began by faith. Remember the Galatians? And then the Judaizers came along and Paul said, who hath bewitched you? Are you so foolish believing that you can begin by faith and now you're made perfect by works and by the law? He says, who's fooled you? Who's bewitched you? You don't begin by grace, you don't begin by faith and then be perfected by works and by law and deeds of the flesh. So they were pulling away from walking by faith, and they were beginning to walk after a lie. But anyway, in 1 Peter and chapter 1, we read this in verse 8, please. Notice what it says. Whom, speaking of Christ, all right, whom, speaking of Christ, having what? Not seen. Have any of you here this evening seen Jesus Christ? All right, now there would be some places that would say, yes, I've seen him, I've had a vision, I've had a dream, I've seen him on an image on a wall or on a banana or on an apple or something and what have you. But the truth of the matter is, none of us have seen Christ. We haven't seen him. The Bible says that after his resurrection, he ascended into heaven and he has sat down at the right hand of God. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 3 that until the times of the restitution of all things, the heavens must receive him. The heavens must contain him until the times of the restitution of all things. And so we haven't seen Jesus. We haven't seen Jesus. But the Bible says here, whom having not seen, you what? You love him. Having not seen him, yet you what? We love him. We love him. You see, dear people, the focus of the heart of faith, the focus of the heart of faith is Christ. We didn't see him when we put our faith and trust in him for salvation. We haven't seen him a day since then, but we have read about him, and we have sang about him, and we have talked about him, and we have learned of him. And if we're living by faith, and if we're walking by faith, then the heart of the believer, the heart of the person who's living by faith, must indeed be set upon, must be focused upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? Whom have we not seen yet what? We love. And notice what else it says. It goes on to say, though now ye see him not, yet what? Believing. Having faith. Having trust. You see? We do what? We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You see, folks, that's the heart of faith. That's the walk of faith. That's the walk of faith. What does the scripture tell us to do in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1? Do what? Set your what? Your affection. What does that have to do with? Your heart, doesn't it? Set your affection on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You see? Set your affection, set your heart. So we begin talking about, am I walking by faith? Am I walking by faith? I've begun in faith. Am I living my life by faith? Am I walking by faith? I guess the first question we need to ask ourselves is what's the focus of our heart? Upon whom or what is my heart set? Is my heart set upon Christ? Is my affection set upon him? Remember what the Lord said to Peter? Peter, what? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? How about in Revelation 2:4? What is the condemnation that the Lord levels against the church at Ephesus? Thou hast left thy what? Thy first love. Thy first love. You see, dear people, we've got to be careful. We've got to be careful as we walk this walk of faith. We got to be careful that we make sure that our heart is set where it should be set. The heart of faith is set upon Jesus. Now, there are a lot of interlopers that would break into our lives and demand our attention and our affection. There are a lot of things in life that distract us. There's a lot of things in life that would detour us. There's a lot of things in life that we could set our heart and affection upon, and to some extent, we probably do. Would you agree with me? Yeah. But we've got to be careful if we're going to walk this walk of faith that our heart is set where it should be, that our spiritual focus is where it should be, that our affection is where it should be. And of course, that is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we walk this walk of faith, let's not let anything pull us away. Let's not anything distract us and detour us that we might lose the central focus of our faith. And it's always been the central focus. We were saved by faith in Christ. We live by faith in Christ. Lord must be our central focus, folks. Amen? Amen. So anyway, Peter, I think, brings us out really well that even though we have not seen him, we believe. We believe. We trust. We love. We set our heart upon him. He is the one who is most precious to us. And that must be true for the walk of faith. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, of course, we have a lot said about faith. And so let's go there and look at some things. How do we know if we're living by faith? Well, is your heart's affection set upon Jesus? Do you love him? If he were standing here today and he were to look us in the eye and say, love us, me, more than these, could we say, yes, Lord, or would we have to hang our head? And we don't have to answer that to me, that's for sure. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24, please. Let's look at Moses for a minute. This is a great passage about faith. Notice what it says. 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I think most of you know the story. And what did he do? He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming or valuing the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I like that. Isn't that good? For as how do you see him who is invisible? Oh, you've got to do it with the eye of what? The eye of faith, don't you? Yeah, can't do it with the physical eye. It says, through faith he kept the Passover and so forth, the sprinkling of blood and the rest of it. And so we see here that Moses becomes one of the heroes of faith that God enshrines in this chapter of Hebrews. And if you notice carefully, what do we see about Moses and faith that will help us to determine whether or not you and I are living by faith? Well, the one thing here that stands out to me most of all is simply this, that faith dramatically and permanently made a tremendous difference, caused tremendous change in the life of Moses. As Moses exercised his faith, his belief, his trust in God, it made a tremendous change in his life. Now, folks, I believe if we're walking by faith, it cannot help but change our lives. Moses' life was made different. Moses' life was never the same again. If we analyze this passage of Scripture, we're going to see that because of faith, because of his belief in God, because of his trust and his determination to walk by faith with God, Moses' life was drastically and permanently changed, transformed. It affected his choices. It affected his value system. It affected every area of his life, his priorities. You see? What is it that basically and mostly affects these kinds of things in our life? What do we base our value system upon? What do we base our morals upon? What do we base our priorities upon? What is it that forms our character more than anything else? You see? If we're walking by faith, the answer has to be our faith. Our faith. Because I am walking with God by faith. I am trusting Him. I am living by faith. I am trusting the living God. Day by day, I'm looking to Him. Christ is central in my life. God's Word is central in my life. The things of God are central in my life. I'm living by faith. And if that is true, dear person, I'm going to tell you something. It is impossible, absolutely, utterly impossible for your life not to be drastically, permanently changed and transformed. So we can ask ourselves, is my faith affecting the way I'm living? What effect does my faith have on my life? Am I living differently? Are my priorities different? Is my character changing? Is my character different? Am I different from anybody? Am I different from the average person out there in the world who's walking by sight, by the way, and not by faith? You see? Do I make my decisions by faith as a Christian, or do I make my decisions just the way that the person walking by sight does? Are my priorities based upon my faith in God and trusting Him and what He says? Or am I making my decisions based upon sight, just like the world? You see? My character. What's molding my character? Making me the person that I am? Is it my faith? Or is it the same thing that the person that's walking by sight is doing out there in the world? And so Moses' life was drastically changed permanently because he decided he was going to trust God, but not only that, he was going to walk by faith. He was going to follow God, and his life was permanently changed. The whole direction of his life, his value system, his priorities, his character, everything was changed. Everything was changed. So you see, if we're walking by faith and not by sight, it's going to make a drastic, permanent change and transformation in our lives, and that's not going to be something that just simply happens all at once at one time, but it's going to be something that affects us for all of our life, because all of our life we're called upon to exhibit character, all of our life we're called upon to make decisions, all of our life we have to choose between priorities. You see. And so our faith is not just something that happens at the beginning of our salvation or at one great transformational period. Our faith, walking by faith, implies that we walk day by day by day by day. We live day by day by day by day. And our faith affects our lives every day. Every day, you see. Are we walking by faith? Are we walking by sight, just like the rest of the world? Well, all right, let's look at something else here in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, very quickly. I'm going to have to maybe go a little bit faster. You know me and my outlines. I don't think I've had a three-point outline in a long, long time. And you could all say amen. All right, Hebrews 4:16. Let's keep on our subject here. We are talking about, are we living by faith? And asking ourselves the question, is there evidence that I am indeed living by faith? And here's a great verse that we all are blessed by and we're glad for. It says, let us therefore come boldly. The word boldly literally means without hesitation. Pastor Caleb made a good point this morning in his message about prayer. That's the first thing we should do. We should go to God first of all. Going to God in prayer shouldn't be like a spare tire. We just pull it out once in a while in times of emergency. We should be praying all the time, so when the emergency comes, we know where to go and what to do. But it says that we should come boldly without hesitation unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, in consideration of our subject tonight, am I walking by faith? Am I walking by faith? I want you to understand that if we're walking by faith, faith is, now listen to me carefully, faith is dependent. Faith is dependent. That's a drastic change because usually people in this world are trained to be independent. Take care of yourself. You know? But when we become Christians, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are taught from the beginning that we are dependent. We are dependent upon God for forgiveness. We're dependent upon God for life. We're dependent upon God in every single way. And if we're walking by faith, folks, if we're walking by faith, we are dependent upon our God. And faith without hesitation, when need comes, when trouble comes, when turmoil comes, when all kinds of difficulty and hardships fill our lives, faith is dependent. The first thing that faith should do is look to God. Like Brother Caleb said, not the last thing. You know, we've tried every other, we've done like people who walk by sight. We try every other resource that we possibly have. And then when we come to the end of all of our resources, we say, well, I guess the only thing left to do is pray. The only thing we can do now is trust God. I mean, we've tried everything else. We've exhausted every other possibility. So I guess now we better try God. That's kind of shameful, isn't it really, folks? For us who begin by faith and we say we walk by faith, and really the last one we turn to sometimes is God. And then some Christians get so backslidden they don't even turn to God then. Are we walking by faith? Faith is dependent. Faith is dependent. Take your Bibles with me and look at a good illustration of this back in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Just ask yourself the question, am I quick to turn to God? It says, come without hesitation, come boldly, come boldly. That doesn't mean arrogantly, that doesn't mean haughtily, that doesn't mean that we have some right to come to God and just demand and command Him concerning these things. But we come to him without hesitation. We don't have to be afraid or fearful. He is there for us. The veil has been rent. And we can come to God at any time. And He invites us to come. And in Matthew chapter 8, we have this wonderful event recorded for us for our learning. And look at it, please, in verse 23 with me. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And so he goes into a ship that's probably about 30 feet long or so. That's about the length of a fishing vessel back in those days, 25 to 30 feet. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. He's talking about the Sea of Galilee. And some of you who have been there, maybe you've experienced the wind coming up on the Sea of Galilee. It can come very quickly. And all of a sudden, the water that was calm just a few moments ago begins to get very choppy. And the waves, if you're on the shore, the waves come rolling in and crashing against the shore, and it becomes a very much of a turmoil. And so there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. And Jesus was in a panic. He was what? He was asleep. He was filled with worry and agitation over this situation. Well, he wasn't, but who was? Yeah, look at verse 25. And his disciples came to him and awoke him. I can just see them shaking him and crying out to him, saying, "Lord, Lord, wake up, save us, we perish. This vessel's on the verge of turning over and being filled with water, and we're going to perish. Wake up, Lord, don't you care?" And it could say him yawning. He saith to him, "Why are you so fearful, O ye of what? Little faith." Little faith. Little faith. Then he arose and did what? And rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the disciples still had a lot to learn about walking by faith, didn't they? And we do too. We laugh at this, and it's humorous to us, the reaction of the apostles. They were filled with panic and not peace, that's for sure. But we would have probably been somewhat the same. And we laugh at them. We laugh at them. But dear people, what about us in our walk of faith? Do we trust God when the difficulty comes, the hardship, the emergency, the crisis? Do we trust God? Do we walk by faith? Can we trust Jesus? Is Jesus in the boat with us, or isn't he? You see? And so, are we walking by faith? Well, faith is dependent. Do you turn to God in times of difficulty and trouble? Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Faith is not walking by sight, folks. Faith is not having the answer before you engage in it. Faith is not being able to see the outcome. Faith is not knowing what's over the horizon. Faith is not knowing what's around the bend. You see? All we know is that we are hand in hand with Jesus. All we know is that he knows. And we're called upon to trust him. So the walk of faith is a walk of dependence. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I look to you. Lord, the doctor gave me a bad report today, Lord, but I know I'm in your hand. Amen. Lord, I went down to the bank today and found out I don't have anything there anymore. But Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I know you're not going to let me starve. You see? So faith is dependent. Are you walking by faith? Are you dependent upon the Lord? Do you go to him? Do you trust him, or is your life full of turmoil because you're walking by sight? Okay, Philemon chapter, well, there's no chapter. Philemon verse 5, please. Little book of Philemon, just before the book of Hebrews. The book of Philemon. Or Philemon. Depending upon how you want to pronounce it. I like to pronounce it Philemon. Philemon, and verse 5, please. So, what have we seen so far about the walk of faith? The walk of faith is a heart set upon Jesus, a heart of love set upon Jesus. It's a walk that changes our lives, transforms our lives, makes a difference in our lives. It's a walk that is dependent. It's a walk that's dependent upon the Lord. We turn to the Lord in times of turmoil and need. Now notice this carefully in Philemon, and just quickly, I don't have time to go into all the background, but Paul is speaking here, and he says, "Hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints." Now notice this, notice what he says to Philemon. He says that the communication, notice this carefully now, this is important, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now this is a very wonderful verse, and we have looked at it before in times past, and we spent a lot of time on it, and I'm sure that many of you may remember the expositions that we have given on this verse. But I simply want to say this in our study tonight. I want to ask you a question. As we think about walking in faith, I want to ask you whether you are a container or a conduit. Are you a container or a conduit? You see, God did not just design us to be containers of faith. I'm not asking you tonight how much faith do you have? How much faith do you contain? Because faith is not meant to be contained. Faith is meant to be communicated. We are designed by God to be conductors, to be conduits, to be channels. You see, we're not designed to be a sponge that just sponges up all of God's grace and goodness. And we can say, "I am full of faith." Well, give it a squeeze. You see, give it a squeeze. Because we're not meant to be like the Dead Sea, where all of God's grace and blessing and provision flows into us. And it just remains in us until we are stagnant and dead. And that's why the Dead Sea is stagnant and dead, because it doesn't have an outlet. The waters that flow in from the Galilee remain there and they stagnate. And nothing can live in the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is, that's why they call it the Dead Sea. Isn't that amazing? But we aren't meant to be that way. You see, look at what Paul says, that the communication, the sharing, that's literally what that word means, the sharing, the communication of your faith may become what? Effectual. The faith that you and I have is designed to flow through us and reach out and touch somebody else. It's designed to be put into action. It's designed to make a difference not only in our lives but in somebody else's life. If our faith is not making a difference in anybody else's life, what good is that? You see? Our faith ought to be making a difference in somebody else's life in some way, somehow, through caring, through compassion, through witness, through a helping hand, through love, through whatever it might be. Our faith is designed to be communicated. And Paul wants that communication of our faith to be effectual, to be effective, to make a difference in somebody else's life. So if you and I are walking in faith, we have to ask ourselves the question, am I communicating my faith? Am I sharing my faith? Is my faith reaching out and making a difference in anybody else's life? You see? Because our faith ought to. Would you agree with me? Amen. So how can we tell? Am I walking by faith? Am I walking by faith? Well, we can ask ourselves the question, is my faith making a difference in anybody else's life? Am I making any difference in anybody else's life for God? Are people able to see Christ in me? Are they able to see the love of God in me? Are they able to see the compassion of the Lord in me? Do I have a heart for anybody else? As God has a heart for me. You see? And so our faith is designed to be communicated. We're not just containers. Our faith is not to be just frozen. Our faith is to be flowing. Remember, Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall what? Flow rivers of living water. Our faith is not meant just to be frozen within us. It's to be communicated. Well, our time is running out, and I have a number of other things here to share with you, and let me do it just quickly, shall I, or can I, please? Let's go to Hebrews 13. Just a couple more I'll share with you tonight. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Scripture says this, by him therefore, by Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of what? Praise. And you've often heard me say that aren't you glad that we are new covenant Christians? And the sacrifices that we have to deal with are not the sacrifices of the old covenant. I much prefer the sacrifices of the new covenant to the sacrifices of the old covenant, don't you? So one of the sacrifices that we can offer to God is the sacrifice of what? Praise. And we can do that continually. That is the fruit of our lips doing what, folks? Giving thanks to his name. So I just want to say this. If we're walking by faith, our faith will manifest itself in thankfulness. If we're walking by faith, we cannot help but be thankful. You see? I can say without question that in my ministry, when I've come across disgruntled, unhappy, miserable people, that one thing I can be assured of, they're not thankful. They're not thankful. And their life has kind of dried up a little bit. For the Christian who is walking in faith, you cannot help but be thankful. You see? Because you have a God who has poured out his grace upon us. You have a God who has given us so much. You have a God who begins by giving us his Son. And then freely along with him, shall not he give us all things? And so we have this great God who has bestowed upon us all of this grace and all of this goodness, and who sustains us and who blesses us. And you cannot walk by faith. You cannot live by faith and not be thankful and have a measure of contentment. Those two things go together. Discontent people have a hard time being thankful because they're unhappy about what they don't have or what they do have. And so it's hard for discontent people to be thankful or to be happy. But in Christ, if we're walking by faith, dear folks, it will be evidenced by the fact that we are thankful. You know, we may not live on the mountaintop. We may not have the biggest bank account down at the bank. But we're like the Apostle Paul. He says, in whatever state I found myself, I've been able to be content. He says, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. He says, whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full, whether I'm on the mountaintop or down in the valley, it doesn't make any difference. I've learned how to be content. And you can just suppose that with that contentment comes a thankfulness and a gratefulness and an appreciation for the goodness of God. And that is an evidence, folks, of one who walks in faith. One who walks in faith. And we need to be thankful. So I think I'm going to end here tonight. I have a couple more I could hold you for, but I think that's enough. We look at our lives and we ask ourselves a question, why, am I walking by faith? Am I walking by faith? Well, let's think about it quickly. What's the focus of your heart? I should say, who's the focus of your heart? Is faith making a difference in your life? Is it making a difference in your character, in your priorities, in your choices, what you do, where you go, what you don't do. Is your faith making a difference? Thirdly, when you're in need, do you automatically just turn to God? Is your faith dependent? Is your faith just normally, naturally going to God and saying, Lord, I need you? Fourthly, are you a container or are you a conduit? Is your faith making a difference in somebody else's life? And then fifthly, are you thankful and content with God's present provision for your life? And then I guess that was all we looked at tonight. What's the other two? Well, one other was, we don't have to look at it, but I was going to use Abraham and show you how faith activates us. Faith moves us. We don't stay stagnant. Faith called Abraham, or God called Abraham, and in faith he did what? Yeah, he moved. He got activated. You see, faith calls us to action. Faith calls us to involvement. Faith calls us to obedience. You see, are we moving in our life? You see, are we moving in our life? Are we sitting on the premises or are we standing on the promises? Are we moving? And then the last one I was going to take you to is in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, where Paul compares the temporal to the eternal. And he calls upon us to have an eternal perspective. Faith has an eternal perspective. Faith remembers that we are but strangers and pilgrims. Faith doesn't set too deep a roots. Faith doesn't get too attached. Faith doesn't fall too deeply in love with this world, with this time, you see, because faith looks beyond it. Faith looks beyond it. Faith looks beyond to the things that we cannot see with the natural eye. Faith looks beyond to the things that we can only see with the eye of faith, the things of God, the things of eternity. And so these are all things that help us to just look at ourselves and say, now, am I walking by faith? Am I living my life by faith? Or after all, if it was really all said and done, I'm pretty much just living my life the way everybody else does. You know? Am I just living my life? The world lives by sight. The world says, you got to show me. You got to prove it to me. I'm only going to do those things that I have some evidence for, that I have some proof for, that I have some reasons for. You know? I'm going to invest my money here, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other thing. And faith just says, you know what? I'm going to trust God and follow Him. I'm going to set my sight on Jesus and His Word, and I'm just going to be obedient to God. I'm just going to follow Him. I'm just going to follow Him. So are we walking by faith and not by sight? I trust we are. All right, God bless you. Thank you for listening tonight. Let's stand together and sing a stanza of one of my favorites, number 560. Probably don't even need the hymn book to do this. You gals probably don't even need the book to play it. Why don't you play it by ear tonight? Just play it by ear. Play it by faith. Are you two walking by faith? 560. Won't you agree that it is 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus? Amen? Amen. All right, let's sing this and then we'll have prayer. "'Tis so sweet to trust in